What's up, everyone? This is Tables Parlay. This is my new podcast, and this is our pilot episode. You may ask, what is Tables Parlay? Tables Parlay is a podcast where we discuss all things culture, all things health, all things relevant to today's society, or whatever's on your heart. So, pull up to the table. Let's discuss. Let's parlay. Let's go. Hey, so let's get into it. This is our pilot episode as far as our podcast. And so, you know, a little bit about me. LA, I'm the creator of this podcast. And the whole purpose of creating this podcast is to inspire, to encourage, and to, and you know, basically foster dialogue about everything. So hence tables, parlay, conversation. So today's podcast, we're just going to jump right into it. You know, I wanted to talk about some of the challenges I have, you know, experienced in this season. 2017 was an interesting year. It really was. You know what? But, you know, I am hoping that I will inspire you by my story. So I'm all about health and I'm all about wellness. I love fitness. I've always believed in fitness. I've served in the military 23 years, just retired. Woof, woof. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you know, recently went through a health scare, still walking it out. You know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and I went through the gamut. How could I get breast cancer? I eat right. I exercise. What is going on here? You know, and so I had to take a battery of tests, from scans to ultrasounds to MRIs to biopsies, you name it. It was a process that literally went from July all the way to January of this year, of being diagnosed and scanned and poked and prodded and finally surgery and then reconstruction and then post-surgery treatment. And you know, so I want to inspire those who are going through medical scares and diagnosis, specifically breast cancer, that you can come out on the other side. I want to talk about breast cancer today. So I'm bringing that to the table today. I know it's pretty heavy, but I think we need to talk about it because the statistics are pretty scary when it comes to the amount of women in the U.S. that are actually affected by breast cancer. Breast cancer is like one of the number one killers of women in the U.S. So we're going to talk about that today. Some of the stats about breast cancer, according to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer. Y'all, that's about 12 to 25% of the population will develop breast cancer. That is crazy. That is astronomical. Unbelievable. That is just crazy. Those statistics are astronomical. Let's go on to more statistics. It is said that breast cancer is more common in African-American women than any other ethnic group. That is so interesting to me. I'm not really sure why we as African-American women, I am African-American, why we're more susceptible to breast cancers. But all I want to say to my sisters, hey, sis, you better make sure that you pay attention. Do your breast exams, because that breast cancer is no joke. Some more statistics is about 85% of breast cancers occur in women that have no family history of breast cancer. Now, I know that you've heard that, you know, they say usually if your mother had breast cancer or your sister, your aunt have breast cancer, you're more susceptible to breast cancer. But the truth is, the statistics point to that 85% of breast cancers are, like myself, women who have no family history of breast cancer. My mother didn't have it, grandmother, aunts, and I come from a family of women. Nobody had breast cancer. Where did this thing come from? It was a shot out of dark. Just hit my life and turned my life upside down. So I just want to encourage you that, yes, you know, you may have no history in your family, But pay attention. Breast cancer can affect you. Also, it says here, genetic testing. Like, when you go through your battery of testing and being treated for breast cancer, they will send you for genetic testing. One of those tests is called BRCA1, BRCA2, BRCA1, BRCA2. It is a genetic test to basically prove or disprove whether or not you're predisposed to having breast cancer. So my genetic testing proved I had no genetic predisposition of having breast cancer. So that was even more bizarre. And the statistics point to that that is a very common variant among women. They can, too, test negative for genetic testing of predisposition for breast cancer and yet have breast cancer. The truth is, they really do not know what causes breast cancer. And that was sad to discover as I was going through my treatment last year. I really asked my oncologist, I said, you guys really don't know what causes. And he honestly said, sorry to say, we really do not know what causes breast cancer. That is so sad, because once you know the cause, then you know how to prevent the cancer. So that was a revelation that just blew my mind. This thing was a total hit in the dark against my life. This breast cancer. And I'm still blown away that I was affected by it. I asked my doctor, you know, what are some significant risk factors? What are the risks for women? Since you're not sure, and research has not really clarified what causes breast cancer, I asked him, of course, logically, well, what are the risks, significant risk factors? And he said, typically, breast cancer occurs, of course, mostly with women, but breast cancer does occur in some males, and age. And I said, well, that's not true, because I know a few people who are 23 years old who have breast cancer, and then I know people who are 80 years old who have breast cancer. So the most significant risk is being female. So, okay. So you can't change that. You can't change that factor. I am beautifully and wonderfully glad to be female. However, got affected by breast cancer. So I just wanted to encourage, it is my hope to encourage those who may be currently undergoing breast cancer treatment or recently received the breast cancer diagnosis. I just want to inspire you to keep the faith. For those who are not sure, I want to inspire you. These are some things that you can do. Number one, you know, make sure that you do your personal breast exams often. You know, you want to make sure you are examining and making sure you're feeling for lumps and bumps of your breast. You want to pay attention to changes in the size of your breast. If one breast is swollen and the other breast is not, that is a significant thing to pay attention to. The texture of the skin of your breast. If one breast or both breasts have the appearance of orange peel, that could be signs of inflammatory breast cancer, which is a aggressive form of cancer. Nipple discharge. You want to make sure if you're not lactating or breastfeeding, you should not have discharge that comes out of your nipples. So pay attention to that. Most breast cancers do settle behind the nipple. So you want to pay attention to whether or not your nipples are swollen, painful, drainage, or there's a lump behind the nipple, or they're inverted. Pay attention. Do breast exams often. I learned a lot about breast cancer and still walking it out, this whole process of discovering breast cancer. I discovered that there are several types of breast cancer. There is triple negative breast cancer. There is estrogen positive breast cancer, estrogen negative breast cancer. All of these things are just too complicated for me to explain on this podcast, but just know that there are several types of breast cancer. The most aggressive form is the triple negative breast cancer or inflammatory breast cancer, which is an aggressive form. That means it spreads fast. So the thing about breast cancer is time. So, you know, once you find a lump, do not wait. Do not hesitate. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go immediately to your doctor so that you begin the battery of tests to prepare you for the eradication of getting that cancer out of your body. Because the thing about cancer, it likes to replicate and it likes to grow and it likes to attach. And once it gets into your lymphatic system, then it gets into your bones, and it's more difficult to eradicate it or treat it. So early detection is key. Again, do your breast exams and move quick. I want to tell you some of the things that I did as a result of being diagnosed with breast cancer last year. And hopefully, you know, these things will be helpful to someone, to be helpful to someone out there that may need to know what to do, what the next step is. Again, a little bit of my story. Diagnosed in 2017, last year, July, I woke up from a really wonderful night of sleep and my breast was painful, ran to the mirror, breast was swollen, red, and long story short, had a very large mass in my breast. I went to the doctor and he began to do ultrasounds and various tests and scans. That encompassed 3 months of being tested. Shouldn't have taken that long, but I think they were trying to confirm without a doubt that it was a mass. I had to ultimately say, hey, doc, you know, we need to go ahead and do a biopsy after the third month. So after the third month, they did a biopsy, which is an exam where they actually go in and take a needle and aspirate tissue and give it to the pathologist to confirm or deny if it's cancer. So, of course, they did that, and 24 hours later, I was called at work and received the bad news that, indeed, I had breast cancer. And therein began a whole process of MRIs, more biopsies, consultations, lab work, genetic testing, sitting with the oncologist, sitting with the breast surgeon, sitting with the plastic reconstructive surgeon. So I just want to encourage you, it is an exhausting process, but keep the end in mind that you are going to overcome it and you're going to come out on the other side. You got to be mentally tough and you got to make sure that you have a good team assembled to help you navigate the whole process. So here are some of the things that I did. One thing I did when I received the news is I just got real steel to process the whole situation. Many times when you receive bad news, you know, it is overwhelming. And some people, they mask pain and mask fear with just getting extra busy with life and work because they don't want to feel, they don't want to deal with it. They basically want to avoid. So I want you to avoid avoidance. You have to really get steel to really process it and really pray, Lord, what do I do next? So I got steel. I took a breath. And because when you're still, answers come. You know, the Bible says that be still and know that God is listening. Know that God holds all things together. And I believe that. And the answers begin to come to me what I should do. Because the thing about breast cancer, the doctors will give you the worst case scenario. You need to have, you know, the highest form of chemotherapy. You need to, you know, and a lot of information is coming at you 1,000 miles per hour and it's overwhelming. So you have to maintain the center of who you are, and that center should be peace. And to develop peace, you must get still, prayer, meditating. For me, it's prayer, meditating. Because in that, God will speak to my spirit. So I encourage you, number one, get still and so that you can hear God and you can process. Number two, whatever your faith is, my faith is in God. Whatever your faith is, get still and pray. Seek God. Pray because answers come in prayer. God surely does answer prayer. Number three, research. I had to do a lot of research because, of course, I've never had breast cancer before. No one in my family had breast cancer. So I did all kinds of research. Well, what is the alternative to the alternative? Do I have to have chemo? Do I have to have this type of pill? What can I do, which is the most holistic and healthy method for my life? And I encourage you to do the same. Do not take the first thing that the doctor gives you because it may not be necessary. They may go all the way high and to the right and say you need chemo. In actuality, you may not need chemo. You just may need to change your diet and your lifestyle. And so do research, and you control the narrative and you control the care of what you're going to receive. Once you've done the research, then you can make a more informed decision of what works best for your situation. Another thing that you're going to learn is people. I pretty much told just a few people that I trusted and I thought they would be there for me during this time. And I learned a very big lesson about people. Not everybody can handle the heaviness or the weightiness of a friend or a family member who has a diagnosis such as cancer or breast cancer. So what I learned is you expect that they would be there for you, but you'll be surprised that they probably will not be there for you because maybe they can't emotionally handle it. And what I discovered was people that I didn't think would be there for me were actually there for me. And so that was a startling discovery. You will learn people real quick when you're going through cancer treatment. And it's okay, you know, let people off the hook, love them anyhow, because, you know, it's a weighty situation and not everybody can carry it. So, you know, I had to really forgive. I had to really move on and love no matter what, because not everybody can handle it. So, but I was also refreshingly surprised to discover people who I didn't expect to be there for me. So you'll learn people real quick. Also, when you're going through a cancer scare, cancer treatment, you'll learn people will always want to give you advice. They will come from cabinets, corners, closets, crannies, the back door, the front door, the window, the wall, across country. Family members you haven't heard from in decades will call and offer advice. Well, you know, I had a cousin, I have a friend that's been going through breast cancer and they want to offer advice. Let me tell you something. Don't listen to anyone that's never walked through the fiery furnace with gasoline draws on cancer. Don't listen to folks if they've never, ever gone through cancer. They're not subject matter experts. And you just have to be very polite. Listen, I have a team of people, caretakers, nurses, support groups who are well informed in my care. I appreciate you offering the advice. But no thank you, because I'm telling you, everybody deals with the news in a different way. And some folk just want to offer you advice and really are not subject matter experts. So listen to experts when it comes to your care. The next thing I want to offer is, you know, doctors will tell you, you are going to need chemotherapy, even if it's a preventive measure. They may have gotten all the cancer via surgery, meaning they cut it out or they eradicated it via surgery and got all the lymph nodes, and they'll tell you, you still need chemotherapy. And I want to encourage you to do research because not all cases require chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is a very powerful, strong drug. And you want to make sure that's the best decision for you. For me, I decided not to have chemo. And I did research. And for me, I chose to adapt a plant-based diet. So nutrition has a role in your care as well. And I don't want to give anyone the impression that, you know, you get cancer as a result of the choices that you eat. I don't want to say that, because the thing about breast cancer, they really don't know what causes breast cancer. But what I do want to say is, maybe you may want to consult a nutritionist to make better food choices, health choices, diet choices, nutritional choices. And one thing I know about the body is cancer dwells in a very acidic environment. So sugar, if your diet is very heavily based in sugar, cancer breeds in sugar. So you want to eradicate as much sugar out of your diet. You want a alkaline based diet. Your pH level in your body should be more alkaline than acidic. And if you have an acidic body, that means that your pH leans more to an acidic environment. You're going to have more inflammation in your body, more yeast in your body, more pain in your body, and cancer actually grows in that type of environment. But if you have more of an alkaline based body, cancer cannot dwell in that type of environment. And you can seek a nutritionist as far as some of food choices that put your body back in line in an alkaline pH level. Plant-based diet actually will bring you more on the side of an alkaline-based lifestyle. So I want to offer that you seek a nutritionist to help you get you back in line as far as pH levels in your body. Diet is everything. And lastly, when it comes to a cancer scare or a bad diagnosis, I want to encourage you all that everything is about perspective. I cannot stress that to you. I cannot stress that to you more. You ever met someone and they're just negative, negative, negative? You ever had that coworker and they just are pissed off about everything and they're negative about everything? It's because it's what they're thinking about. They're thinking about what they don't have. They're thinking about loss. They're thinking about whatever negative outcome they're expecting. So everything is about perspective and gratitude. I want you to understand that trials and tribulations, issues in life will come, but it's all about how you look at it. For me, if I had not ever gone through this cancer scare and surgery, reconstruction, and even post-treatment for cancer, still going through it now, I would not have come to know the potential that I have inside of me. When you go through cancer treatment, you are so exhausted because you still have to manage life. You have to manage relationships. You have to manage your job, going to school, manage bills, children, if you have children, household. I have an elderly parent that I have to take care of. There is much that you have to manage and balance. So life doesn't stop once you get a cancer diagnosis. But it's all about your perspective. So had I not gone through that, I would not have known the potential and the depth of my will to live, my will to keep going. And I would not have known God to be a healer. I was sick, but I learned him to be one that heals me. I was weak many days, but it was really his grace and his strength that got me from day to day. And then some days, moment to moment. And there were days when I was lonely, when, you know, I had no one to talk to, or no one could handle the heaviness or the weight of what I was going through or even understand. But he was a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I had to go through that to understand that God is a very present help in time of trouble. So I want to encourage you that no matter what you're going through and no matter the diagnosis, the end is not the end. It really isn't. It's all about perspective. Sometimes you go through the fire so that you know that God is with you. Sometimes you go through the fire to know that, hey, I'm not burned. I'm not completely broken. And I want you to understand, it is not the end, but the very beginning of a thing. That beginning of a thing, it's called inspiring others. Despite your challenges, what are people going to say about you as they watch you walk through the fire, as they watch you go through the flood? It's all about perspective. Are you going to look at your self-pity and your puddle that you're standing in? Or are you going to look at the ocean of possibility of how I can inspire others in my time of trouble, in my time of pain? And that in that is the glory. So I encourage you, it's all about perspective. It's all about keep going, because life is worth living. Someone is always watching to see, well, how is this sister getting through that? How is that person getting through that? And no one really knows what you're going through until you go through the test and come out on the other side with a testimony. So I encourage you, remember, all things are working together for your good, and know that the end is not the end. Keep going, keep inspiring people, and remember, it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective. All is not lost. We have breath in our bodies. We have a brand new day every day to keep going, inspiring other people, loving on other people, telling people our story, and trying to push forward, because life is worth living. So I encourage you, at this table, it's all about perspective. Despite the challenges, despite the cancer diagnosis, it's all about perspective. Stay positive, stay prayerful, stay hopeful, do the research. You control the narrative. Trust me, the test is going to be a testimony one day. So that was the purpose of me coming to the table today, to talk about perspective in times of challenge. In my case, breast cancer. And just know that you are not alone, that many people have overcome breast cancer, and you will overcome breast cancer and any challenge if you just keep the first things first. That trouble does not last always, but trouble comes to reveal the leader, reveal the potential inside of you, the warrior inside of you, and to reveal that God was always with you. So that, I leave that at the table for you today. And so, until we meet again, this is Tables Parlay, where we converse and we parlay. Thank you.